Welcome to Teach Me Thy Statutes, where we're getting nuggets of truth that are better than McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or even Chick-fil-A, and we're applying those nuggets of truth to our daily lives. Thank you for joining us, and let's get started. Today I want to take a look. We're starting in the book of Exodus. We've already went through Genesis and the life of Joseph and learned many different things from that. Today I want to look at the book of Exodus, chapter number 2. I want you to read Exodus 2, verse number 1 through 10. Verse number 1 through 10. Just for sake of time today, I want us to read just verse number 9. And it says, "And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it." We all know the account of Moses here, and we know that Pharaoh ordered all the male children that were born to be cast into the river, into the Nile River. And Moses' mother had feared God more and feared, obviously, for the life of her child, that she, at this point in her life, she decided to go ahead and hide Moses down by the river. And Pharaoh's daughter ends up finding Moses down there, opens up the basket that was covered with slime and pitch that he was in, and she hears him cry and opens that thing up and finds Moses in there. Now, Moses' mother hiding him so that he's not slaughtered, it just so happens that Pharaoh's daughter's the one that finds this child, and obviously she has some pull with Pharaoh at that time. But Pharaoh's daughter, she's bathing by that river, and she finds Moses, pulls him out. We all know this story very, very well. But this presents a problem. This now adoptive mother doesn't have the ability to nurse this child. While she's deeply in love with this child now and has compassion on him, she knew that Moses needed someone to nurse him, as all babies need. She had Moses' sister bring a Hebrew nurse to nourish this baby. Moses' sister, of course, went out and found a Hebrew woman to nurse the child, which happened to be Moses' biological mother. Pharaoh's daughter told Moses' biological mother that she would pay for her services to nurse her own child. What an amazing thought. What an amazing thing that transpired here. Out of everyone that had children at that time that could nurse that child, the right person was placed at the right time to find Moses' biological mother and have her nurse him. What an amazing thing that God did here. Not only did Moses' mother get to spend time in nursing and bonding with her own biological child and sparing his life, but yet it goes even further than that. Now she's being paid to render the services that she would normally have rendered. Not only was Moses' life spared, but his mother still gets to see him. Now, all sounds great, but you know what? I believe that God went above and beyond in this situation by providing income for Moses' biological mother to nurse her own son. Wow. God just went above and beyond there. If God went above and beyond for this Hebrew mother, then He'll go that extra mile for you. When hard times come and the skies look dark, just remember that God will help you through this hard time just like He had helped Moses' biological mother. If you're willing to go the extra mile and put yourself out there for God and His glory, then He will go that extra mile for you. But first, give 110% of all you have to God. I'm not talking financial means. I'm not talking, you know, just things like that. You just give everything that you have to God. You place it in His hands. You put it in trust with Him that He will use it for His honor and for His glory. Go that extra mile for Him first. And then we can expect God to go that extra mile for us. Wow, Moses' mother sparing her child and gets paid to nurse her own child. What about it today, Christian? What about it? What can you give over to God today? God's going above and beyond for you. What are you doing for Him? God already went above and beyond for you. God didn't have to send His Son to die on the cross for your sins. Although He did that, He made that way possible for us. But we think that that's just what God owed us. God didn't owe us anything. We owe Him. If God goes above and beyond in providing you salvation, what are you doing for Him today? Are you going above and beyond for Him? Are you going above and beyond in your service for Him? Are you going above and beyond in your dedication to Him? Are you going above and beyond in your love for Him? Are you going above and beyond in your soul winning for Him? And there's so many things that we could think of and look at today, and I encourage you to examine those today. Think about that. What could I give more to God today? What of myself can I give? What of my family can I give? What of my time can I give? What of my energy can I give? What can I do? Going above and beyond. God, the ultimate example of going above and beyond for us. God lining this up here for Moses' mother to not only spend time with her son, but to get paid to do it. It's just like God to give us a double portion of what we don't deserve. I hope and pray that this is a blessing to you today. I hope that you think about these things. What can I give over to God? How can I go that extra mile for Him? Wow, what an amazing thought. Appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope and pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day today.